Hello, this is Slick Moose, and today you are tuning into the Art and Science of Stand-Up Comedy Podcast. And today I'm talking about the Dave Chappelle Age of Spin special, where Dave Chappelle holds no punches. Okay. And in this special, Dave Chappelle uses so many fundamentals of stand-up comedy and so many literary devices that benefit his stand-up comedy, and it's amazing. I'm wowed at how he can use all these devices, and you won't even realize what's going on before your very eyes and ears, and you can just be taken on a journey. And he has flawless transitions, fluid transitions, and he moves from story to story so precisely. His wording is very precisely. It reminds me of kind of a Hannibal Buress type, or a Marc Maron, where every word counts. Okay. And I feel like this is what separates the professionals from like the intermediaries in comedy. Okay. When you hear a professional comedian speak, every line, every word, every story, every tonality impacts and goes into his special. Dave Chappelle's diction and idioms help him make a sense of the emotion and the reality of a situation. What he does so subtly is anytime Dave Chappelle is about to mention something wild or let you know about a predicament, he raises his voice. And this is one of the tips I've learned from storytelling for him. If you're ever going to tell a story, always raise your voice. Even if you're just telling a story to a friend, always raise your voice at the point, at the, what's it called? I'm looking for the word. At the climax. He always raises his voice during the climax of the story. He always raises his voice before the resolution, when he's facing the problem firsthand. And then as he's resolving the problem or coming to terms with the situation, then he lowers his voice and he has a slower, more stronger, commanding voice. Another skill Dave Chappelle has is he always rearranges, he rearranges common phrases and has them fit into his story flawlessly. And it's not so subtle because it draws attention to what he's saying. Like, for example, he takes Donald Trump's famous saying, "Make America great again," and then he switches it to "Make America wait again." Okay. And another thing that he does is he uses the art of callbacks. He uses callbacks, and he doesn't use, the thing I like about Dave Chappelle is he doesn't use regular callbacks. He adds his own finesse to the callbacks. For example, in the earlier part of this, basically what a callback is when a comedian mentions something earlier in a story and then he brings it back up later on to his story, preferably when the audience least expects it, for dramatic effect. Almost every professional comedian does this. This is a staple in the comedy industry. Like, for example, what interested me the most, the callback that he did that interested me the most was when he was talking about this superhero. So basically, the premise is there's a superhero and he has a dilemma. The dilemma is, and this is for a movie, this is for like a joke movie that he was came up with, a joke movie idea that he came up with on the spot. So the dilemma is, it's a superhero, but he can only activate his powers by touching a vagina, like patting a vagina. Very silly, I know. But the dilemma is, he needs to pat a vagina for him to activate his superpowers. So, like, for example, if there's a burning building, he needs to pat a vagina in order for his superpowers to work so he could go save people from the building. But the problem is, he's not that attractive of a superhero, and the superhero's low on money, so how is he going to be able to get a vagina to pat to activate his superpowers to go save people from a burning building. Basically, that's the premise. So his solution to that is he rapes. So the only way for him to activate his superpower to save people is he has to rape so he can get his superpower activated by a vagina. It's silly, I know. So basically, he rapes to save, but he still rapes. But he saves more than he rapes, but at the end of the day, he still rapes, even though he saves a lot of people. And that's the moral dilemma. And it has, he gets the viewer to think, like, is this a greater good? Like, is doing something bad always worth the greater good? And he says it in such a childish way, but these are very controversial topics. He faces many controversial topics in such childish forms. And later on, near the ending of his special, he brings a callback to Bill Cosby, the comedian, and he basically talks about how Bill Cosby paid for a PA system for Martin Luther King. He was the first, he had the first sitcom of a black family, I believe, of like a wealthy, successful black family, positive black family. And he also hired clinical psychologists to make sure that he's not portraying any negative images or stereotypes of black family. And Dave Chappelle even says, I wouldn't have even done that for my show. Giving more example to him relating it to himself makes you think more of how big of a deal and how much of a stressor it is and how much of an extra step Bill Cosby went. He also talks about how Bill Cosby sent thousands and thousands of kids to college, basically changing their lives, you know, because college education is expensive. And like, if you're not from the U.S., I'm not from the U.S., but I know people from the U.S., and it's pretty common knowledge that education's rather expensive, and education is the difference between life, not life or death, that's over dramatic, but education a lot of the times is the difference between being successful and being able to take care of your family, or maybe going down the wrong path, or going into a life of crime. I'm not justifying going into a life of crime, but that's what the statistics show. Okay, generally, the higher education level, the more income. He's just bringing opportunities to people that otherwise wouldn't have had it, which is a great thing, and that doesn't exempt what he's done. But he's just bringing attention to the fact that even though Bill Cosby did such terrible things, allegedly, of course, even though he did such terrible things, he's also done a lot of good, which is why it's so difficult for people to just turn against him fully. Like people obviously won't accept what he's done. People won't obviously condemn what he's done. But he's just like saying how, sorry, people will condemn what he's done, but he's just speaking how Bill Cosby could have made a huge difference, and he did make a huge difference, and how it's such a turning point, because like Bill Cosby is like literally a superhero to these people. He's a superhero without wings. That was the dilemma. So I like how he talks about a story unrelated to Bill Cosby about the superhero that rapes, and he kind of pushes it to the point of the superhero is doing something bad for a greater good, even though it's not exactly related to Bill Cosby's situation, because he didn't have to rape. I don't think anybody has to rape anybody. I don't think, like in real life, I don't think that's something anyone had to do. And I don't think anyone deserves to get raped. But what I am saying is that he basically made us feel sympathy for a fictional superhero that had to rape to save lives, and then he compared it to Bill Cosby. So what he does is he gets you thinking you think one way about something, and then he shifts the way you think, and then he brings something up that you've previously made an opinion on that opposes your point of view that he just gave you about another story, if that makes sense. And another impressive callback he did was he's braggadocious off of his comeback. He's so braggadocious that in his own special, he said that, he says, I don't know about him wanting to do comedy anymore. He expresses his uncertainty of if he should keep doing comedy in a condescendingly braggadocious fashion. But he's Dave Chappelle. He's earned the right to be braggadocious. He says it's too easy. Then he tells the audience that when he's at home, I found this very interesting premise. When he's at home, he has a fishbowl that's filled up with a whole bunch of punchlines written on pieces of paper, and anytime he goes to write comedy, he juggles the fishbowl around, reaches into the fishbowl, pulls it out, and then pulls out the punchline, and then writes the joke backwards from the punchline going backwards. So he'll get the punchline first and then write the rest of the story. And this punchline he got was, "I'm going to kick her right in the pussy." I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't watched this Dave Chappelle Age of Spin special. It's on Netflix, I know of that. But I do highly recommend it. So he basically says, "I kicked her right in the pussy." He himself admits that it's a difficult punchline to pull off, which I also agree with. Like, kick right in the pussy. In comedy, you have to justify why you're doing something. Comedy is all about justification. Why are you reacting that way? It's all about justifying doing something that you shouldn't be able to do. That's what makes something funny. Justifying something that's technically morally wrong in regular society, similar to the superhero that has to rape to save lives. Then he ends up, the punchline of "I kicked her right in the pussy," he ends up using that punchline at the end unexpectedly, and that is an example of a great callback. And in terms of holding no punches, Dave Chappelle literally goes after the LGBTQ community. And in terms of comedy, a lot of people say this, like, there's two different sides of the spectrum in comedy, especially when it comes to the LGBTQ community. And in my opinion, it's never too good to be all the way on the left side with everything and then all the way on the right side of everything. I feel like there should be some sort of balance. Like, outside of, like, general politics, I think there should be some sort of balance, especially when it comes to comedy. And because Dave Chappelle was basically talking about how after shows, some people were being upset about him making jokes about homosexuality. In my opinion, they weren't really offensive, but he was bringing light to other people's perspectives on homosexuality, and he wasn't being condescending at all. You know, he was being very self-deprecating. Like, when he was talking about the Caitlyn Jenner situation and how Caitlyn Jenner basically got a transition, he wasn't saying that he hated Caitlyn Jenner, or Caitlyn Jenner is weird, or Caitlyn Jenner is a bad person. He self-deprecatingly talks about how if Caitlyn Jenner, when Caitlyn Jenner posts a picture of herself nude, that he's not strong enough to not look at those pictures, so she better go hard or go home. Like, he's saying stories about the homosexuality and the LGBTQ community to help himself understand another perspective. He's thinking through it, and I think one thing we can learn about Dave Chappelle is, as long as if you're talking about a sensitive group, whether it be minorities, whether it be women, whether it be white people, black people, Dave Chappelle never makes the targeted group the punchline. Anytime Dave Chappelle's talking about trans people, he's talking about gay people, he's talking about minorities, women, he never makes themselves the butt of the joke, the target of the joke. And I see a lot of this in, especially a lot of amateur comedy. I kind of did this when I was first starting out doing comedy, is they'll just say something like, oh, my friend's cheap, he's a Jew. But right now, like, a joke like that, like, they'd say, like, my friend's cheap, he's a Jew. Like, that's just, like, a example joke of making a target a butt of the joke. Because you're not really making a clever joke, you're not making the audience think. You're basically just saying Jewish people aren't cheap. So it's more or less of, it's less of a joke and more of a statement. Dave Chappelle makes jokes, and I think that's what separates him as a professional, which he's been long separated as a professional. He makes jokes. He doesn't make statements about other groups. He makes jokes. But like he makes jokes, and I think one of the main reasons he gets away with a lot of things and gets away with discussing certain topics more than other comedians, and he has a wider fan base. Even though his fan base isn't as wide as family-friendly Kevin Hart, he still has a pretty wide fan base for the dark topics that he discusses and the controversial topics that he discusses. Like for someone to discuss LGBTQ rights and talk about them and joke about them, and then go on to joke about trans people, and then joke about Mexican people and Chinese people, basically, and talk about rape repeatedly. He constantly talks about rape. He constantly makes jokes about rape. And it's not, there's always a point to what he's saying. There's always a subliminal message. Like, you can take Dave Chappelle's jokes in two layers. First layer, it's funny at face value. And second layer, it really gets you to think about another perspective in a funny, entertaining way. Like, for example, he talked about how the millennial generation, like the younger generation, how social media and technology is killing us, and how we're becoming, our emotions are getting numb to what we see in day-to-day life. Like how he was talking about how he seen Mike Brown get shot, and then he's seen someone else get, and then he cared so much and he felt so much emotion, then he's seen another person get shot, and it's so overwhelming that you just give up, you know. And he's talking about how before technology, back in his generation, I don't want to spoil the joke, but basically he talks about how they were forced to care, and then he basically makes a joke off of Care Bears and how they grew up on Care Bears and how they're forced to care. I don't want to ruin any more of his jokes. I would highly recommend you do watch the special. I give the special high ratings. Like, I really have a lot of respect for this special. I think you can learn a lot about comedy for this special. I think you can learn a lot about tonality and body language. Last thing I want to talk about is Dave. One moment, sorry. The last part I want to add is what Dave Chappelle does is he had 4 encounters with O.J. Simpson. And he mentions all 4 of them, and he scatters them throughout the set. And then at the end, when he gets the encore, he mentions the 4th time he met O.J. Simpson, which the audience forgot he was even going to bring up, which is met with a louder encore and more excitement from the audience. And I'd say as a skill, always use something that the audience can look forward to. Always bring something up that an audience could look forward to. That's what I appreciated about that special the most. Thank you for tuning into the Art and Science of Stand-Up Comedy podcast. This is Slick Moose. I'm out.